Amen. I welcome everyone to this final day of this great Escape GCK, Monrovia, Liberia. And today, whatever still needs to escape your life, and you need to escape, the Lord do it tonight and send you forth with great heavenly blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you and bless your name. How great you have been, how great you are to everyone here at the Alpha location, everyone all over the world, all the people you have connected, who have connected with us. We're praying, oh Lord, today, every blessing still needed, you grant to everyone. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, the final night, we come to this solemn moment and this important declaration of the Lord. Faithful, steadfastness till the final great escape. Yes, the escape. The great escape. The final great escape. And our faithful steadfastness from now until that time. I'm going to read the words of Jesus unto you. In Luke chapter 18, reading from verse 7. Luke 18, verse 7. And shall not God avenge his own elect, his own people, saved people, peculiar people, people who are attached to God through Christ? He says, shall not God, who loves them, who cares for them, who thinks about everything in their lives to the minutest detail, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Here is his answer, verse 8. In verse 8 it says, I tell you that he, the God of heaven, God of love, God of grace, God of all power, I tell you that he, God, will avenge them speedily. Your blessing will come speedily. Amen. Your escape comes speedily. Amen. Then he now asked a question. A million year question. Question. An eternally significant question. A question. A question that comes to all the people in the whole earth. A question that comes to you. And it says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, the Lord has repeated it so many times that he is coming again. And he wants us to think not only that he came, yes, he came, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, but he is coming so that the kingdom will be upon his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. There's no peace on earth now, very many different places, no peace, but it's coming. The Son of Man will come. He will be the Prince of Peace. It says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Think about that. As the question is asking, here we are today. We have faith in God. That's how we are born again. We have faith in God. That's how we are healed. We have faith in God. That's how we are delivered. But at that time, beyond today, beyond GCK time, beyond the final day of the great crusade that God has given us, at that time, when the Son of Man cometh, it may be at morn, it may be at noon, it may be at evening tide, when the Son shall come, and we shall hear the bridegroom saying, I come. He is coming. But he says, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Shall he find faith in your heart? Shall he find faith? You still living by faith, walking by faith, planning by faith, and doing everything you do by that same faith that saved you. Will that faith still abide? That same faith that sanctified you, will that same faith abide? That same faith that separated you from all the people of the earth, and you stood out, and you stood up, and you stood firm, and you stood steadfast, shall he find that faith, the steadfast faith in your heart when he comes? That final faith, the most important. We have faith now. We had faith yesterday. We got healed. We got saved. And we got all these great blessings. We had faith. But for the faith in Christ to continue, that after the GCK, after the crusade, we don't put our faith in idol. We don't put our faith in tradition. We don't put our faith in the system of the world. But the faith remains every day until Christ comes. We're talking on faithful steadfastness till the final great escape. Well, if I need a message to three parts, number one, the firm steadfastness in our lively escape. Number two, the fatal surprise for their lost escape. There's some that got the escape, but they were not steadfast in watching over that escape the Lord had given them. They feel we've been at the GCK Thursday all through to this Tuesday. Now, we have ended the GCK on Tuesday. Now we go on vacation. Vacation from Christ. Vacation from the faith. Vacation from the Bible. Vacation from standing firm, erect, uncompromising. We go to the office. We're no more in the crusade. We go back home. We're no more in the crusade. We go back to the village. We're no more in the crusade. We go back to the everyday activity. We're no more in the crusade. But you should live your life in faith, in steadfastness, in commitment, in consecration, as if you were still at the crusade, because that is how it will find the faith in your heart. Tears may come. Don't allow the tears to wash away the faith you have in Christ. The heat, the wind may blow. Don't allow the wind of life to blow away the faith you have in Christ. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in your heart? Shall he find faith on the earth? Don't allow anyone, whoever, anyone, however important. That's what Jesus said. If you have to, if your hand offends you, that is, if your hand makes you to give up the faith, cut off the hand, keep the faith. If your eye offends you, if what you see, what you look at, what you browse, if it causes you to lose the faith, pluck out that eye. Make sure, by all means, whatever happens, you keep the faith. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? In your heart, if any duty, any activity, any responsibility, as important as it may be, if it takes faith, the faith in Christ, the faith that keeps you in that salvation, in that holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, anything, any duty, any responsibility, if it takes that faith from you, cut off that duty. Make sure you retain the faith. If any friend, if any foe, if any well-wisher comes to you, if his goal, his work, if his assignment from the other side is to take the faith away from you, cut off that friend, cut off that foe. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? In your heart, the people who lose the faith, and they lose the escape that they had got already, there'll be a fatal surprise for lost escape. Number three is the future splendor, the future glory, the future joy, the future happiness, the future splendor with great lasting, that is, everlasting escape. Everlasting escape. Somebody help me shout, everlasting escape. Everlasting escape. That will be the evidence you got in escape at this GCK. Because if on the final day, and the saints of God are marching on, and they leave this earth and they escape the danger, the destruction, the damnation that will come on the earth, if they escape, and when they are all going, we'll see them in the sky, going to meet the Lord. If you are not there, it will be the greatest calamity that ever happened to any man here on earth, especially to a man, to a woman, to a boy, to a girl who had heard of the great escape. Number three, the future splendor with great lasting, everlasting escape. Come to number one. Number one, we're looking at the firm steadfastness in our lively escape. It tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse 3, it says, according as his divine power, the Almighty God, knowing our weakness and knowing that we cannot escape by ourselves, is made the plan, is provided all it will take, and he has manifested his divine power just to make sure that what you could not do in your own strength, in your own power, he has done it for you according as his divine power. He has given us all things that pertain unto life and to godliness. He knows that without the life of God in us, There's no way of escape. And so he has provided that life of God, everlasting life, eternal life for you, and godliness. He knows that godlessness will hinder you from that final escape because of that, and you cannot generate the godliness by yourself. It is the gift of God. Because of that, according as his divine power, he has provided, he has given, he has offered all things by grace that pertain unto life, eternal life, and godliness, and holiness. Because if you don't have that godliness, no matter if you sleep in the church from morning till evening, every day of the week, every week of the month, if you literally lie down at the altar of the church every day of your life without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Because of that, and he knew you couldn't generate or give birth to that holiness or godliness by yourself. That's why, according to his divine power, he has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us. Thank God he called me. I say, thank God he called me. God of love, I don't know how, in the place I was, far away, the place I was not even on the map. The place was so tiny. And if you were checking on the map, you couldn't see me. You couldn't see the place I was. But God saw that little place I was that was not on the map. God saw the house you live that was not on the map. He saw the surrounding you lived not on the map. And when the researchers of the world could not find you, could not see you, God found you. God saw you. And he sent Jesus Christ from heaven so that all that you need to come to glory land, to come to heaven, the Lord has provided for you. Amen. And that's why you are here. So that all things that pertain to life, to godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us, and he called you to glory. Amen. And he called you to virtue. Amen. Glory. Amen. Glory is like waiting far away there, and there you are far away. And he called you, and you see the chasm, the gulf between where you were and glory. And you say, how do I bridge the gulf? How do I cross over? He says, don't worry. I've spotted you where you are. I'm going to take you out of the place where you are. I'll bring you to glory. Yeah. And to virtue, to be virtuous. In our hearts, there was no virtue. In my own community where I grew up, there was no virtue. Among my acquaintances, there was no virtue. And what they were robbed on me, no virtue. And yet, God seeing where you were, no glory, no virtue, he called you. He called me. And as I responded to the call, virtue was a stranger for me. Virtue, how can that be? Vice, violence, vanity, that was all I knew. But the Lord called you out of darkness. He brought you to the light. Praise the Lord. I see all the light around you now. I see the glory that was not there. The glory is now there. The virtue all around you now. Praise the Lord. Please, I don't know your name. Give me your name there. I said, give me your name there. Glory all around you. Virtue all around you. We got that by faith. We left where we were. And now we come to the Lord. And our lives that were inglorious, our lives that were not glorious, now He's called us, we have responded, and virtue has now come in. The faith that brought that glory in your life, let that faith abide. Amen. Look at verse 4 there. In verse 4, it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Every day, there's a promise for every day for you to conquer in your life. Every situation, there's a promise in every situation for you to conquer. And the journey, every milestone of the way, there is a promise. And He has given you exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Somebody say amen. Amen. Partakers of the heavenly nature. I need to tell you, it's our nature that makes us to talk the way we talk, live the way we live, think the way we think. And the Lord saw. Now you see, in heaven, there are no animals of earth, put it that way. The animals on earth, the lion, the bear, the goat, the snake, all the animals on earth, when they die, the spirits go down to the earth. The spirits do not go to heaven. And we are animal nature. Like the serpent will bite from the back, we're backbiting. Like the lion will roar over his prey, we were roaring fearsomely on life's people, and they tremble. Like the bears will take people and tear them with his claws. So that's how we were tearing the lives of people. We had the beastly nature. We had the animal nature. But when the Lord saw us, He made you for glory. He made me for glory. He made you for virtue. He made me for virtue. And He knows no animal on earth will go to heaven. And no one that has the nature of the beast, of the animal here on earth, will go to heaven. And He wants you in heaven. I said He wants you in heaven. Yeah. I said He wants you in heaven. Yeah. But the animal nature we're carrying about will not allow us to go there. So, in God's love, say, I praise God for His love. In God's love, He called you and you came. And He took the animal nature away from you, and He gave you the divine nature. Yeah. That nature matches heaven. Animal nature will not match heaven. Beastly nature will not match heaven. So He called you that you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped. Underline that word there. That's your word there. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, I escape. In the present day, you escape. By faith in Christ, you escape. By clinging to Christ, I will not let him. He's my Savior. And since I took him as my Savior, he remains my Savior. I will not let go. Other things can glitter like gold. Other things can invite like their friends. But nothing will take you from Christ in Jesus' name. Yeah. You remain firm. You remain steadfast in this lively escape. Number two. Number two, we're looking at fatal surprise for their lost escape. The people who escaped before, and now they lost the escape. Now, how do we lose something? You got something in your hand and you lost it because you stopped being like a child, like a baby. You give a toy to a baby, and the baby holds it in the hand and grabs it. Even while the baby is sleeping, you see, holding the toy. And if you try to take the toy away, she wakes up, because the sleep will not make her to lose the grip on the toy. But the people that have this great salvation, they have this great sanctification, purity of heart, holiness of heart, and they are not gripping that like the baby when asleep. And any little wind will blow the salvation away from their hand. They lose their escape. Any little invitation from, come and attend this or attend that, and they go there and they forget their salvation. And they are told to do some foolish things, fleshly things, and they forget who they are, and they forget the salvation they are holding. They are not like that baby that will hold on to the toy no matter what was happening. Those are the people that lose the escape they had had. You think about yourself. You think about where you're coming from. Now you've got salvation. Now you've got the joy of salvation, the victory that comes with salvation, the endurance that comes with salvation. And now, in your playful moment, your careless moment, in your worldly activities, you forget the escape you had, and eventually you gamble. How do people gamble? They take good money to chase after bad money. They don't get the bad money, they lose the good money. Those are the gamblers. There are people, they gamble with their salvation. They gamble with the eternal life they have got, and they throw it in, thinking that, you know, something greater than salvation they throw in will come back. Nothing is greater than salvation. Nothing is greater than eternal life. You throw in that salvation, nothing better comes back. You gamble. Those are the people that lose the escape they got. I will not lose my escape. I will not lose the eternal life God has given me. Make sure, hold that life and godliness. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says in verse 1, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Look at verse 2. In verse 2 it says, for yourselves know perfectly, perfectly well, that the day of the Lord so cometh. Because it's been announcing, he will come, he will come, he will come. And the day of the Lord is coming. And the coming of the day of the Lord will be the day of joy for the saints, but will be the day of judgment for the sinner. And you make your choice. I'll be a saint, I'll be a child of God, saved, remaining saved, abiding in the salvation of the Lord. So that day will be a day of joy. But the people that do not have salvation, it will be a day of judgment, because it says that day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Suddenly, 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 but certainly that day will come. Look at verse 3. In verse 3 it says, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. The judgment, they shall not escape. The pain, they shall not escape. The final reckoning that will send them to the other side, they shall not escape. But why? They lost the escape they got over here. I will not lose the escape I have got. The healing you have got, escape. You will not lose the healing. The deliverance you have got, it's escape. You will not lose your deliverance. And all those life-threatening diseases, God has taken them away already. Say a good amen for yourself. Those diseases will not come back in Jesus' name. There's no way. All those things that have been taken away from you, and they come knocking at the door, like, you know, the drugs, hard drugs, the cigarettes, those death-dealing cigarettes, the drinking alcohol, they will not come back. Was I speaking about Delilah the other day, and Jezebel the other day? They'll try to come back. You will not open the door for them. Amen. Potiphar's wife, over and over and over, putting pressure on you. And already, when you said yes to Jesus, you said no to that licentious, lustful lady. You said no yesterday. What are you saying today? What are you saying tomorrow? It's that permanent no that keeps them outside your door. All the messengers of Satan that will try to come to your life, what do you say? You'll not allow them back. And you can't say, Satan made me do it. Now you're free from the power of Satan. Amen. Satan will not make you do anything. Amen. Let me just ask you now. What if you saw in the news, you read in the papers, that your pastor, your preacher, your evangelist, the convener standing before you, did something stupid, foolish, licentious? And then they confronted him, and he said, yes, it's not me, it's Satan that made me do it. Will you be happy?
No.
If they put it in the social media, Satan, mage, preacher, so and so, do it. Do you accept that? How can Satan come and force a man that have been knocking the head of Satan? Bam, bam, bam. And now, Satan, that Satan made him do it. I don't accept that. Satan will not make you do anything.
Amen.
The people who lose their escape, they lose their escape not because Satan made them do anything, but because they themselves yielded. You will not yield.
Amen.
Then it says, they shall not escape the final judgment. But I came to tell you that by the grace of God, in the strength of the Lord, by the power of the Lord, you have escaped already.
Amen.
You'll keep on escaping. And you will not lose your escape in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Look at number three here. Number three, the future splendor. With great, lasting, everlasting escape. That's our joy, that the Lord has promised you everlasting escape. And you will escape judgment everlastingly. Amen.
Yeah.
In Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful. In that day, all ugliness on your face, in your body, your spirit, everything will vanish away.
Amen.
All the scars, everything will vanish away.
Amen.
Heaven will look at you and say, this is the branch of the tree of the Lord. Beauty in your life,
Amen.
In your heart,
Amen.
In your soul,
Amen.
Everlastingly, eternally. And then it says, I shall be glorious. You will be glorious. Angels will look at you. The glory that God will give redeemed souls, saved saints, that glory, even angels will not have that. Because we're going to sing the song of redemption that even angels cannot sing. And it says, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent. You're the fruit of the sacrifice of Christ. And you'll be excellent and comely. For that have escaped of Israel. Look at verse 3. In verse 3, it says, and it shall come to pass that he that is felt, that is left in Zion, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, it says, all shall be called holy. You'll be called holy.
Amen.
Your life holy.
Amen.
Your standing holy.
Amen.
Even everyone that is reaching among the living in Jerusalem, your name in the book of life.
Amen.
And the Lord takes away everything defiling, everything deforming out of your life. Look at verse 4. In verse 4, then it says, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion. Tonight, you can wash all the defilement, all the dirt away, free of charge, gracefully in your life. And then he brings you and he shows you to the congregation of angels in heaven. And he said, he is washed, she is clean, and she is white as snow. And you are received, you will not be rejected from heaven. Because this lasting, everlasting escape you have experienced. And the spirit of burning, the fire, will burn everything not acceptable to heaven, burn everything out of your life. Amen. And tonight, as we come to this final day of the glorious, great escape, the Lord has made the provision. Amen. At the present time, escape. Amen. The power to keep on keeping the experience of the great escape, the Lord grant you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, there's forgiveness. Say amen.
Amen.
Tonight, there's salvation. Say amen. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Salvation.
Amen.
Salvation.
Amen.
Salvation.
Amen.
This final night, that the grace for steadfastness. So that after you are saved, you are not falling and rising. Steadfastness. This final day, the salvation, the steadfastness, the sanctification. When it takes the animal nature inside us, it takes that away. The depraved Adamic nature, he takes that away, and he gives you the divine nature. Sanctification.
Amen.
Today, there is soundness of body.
Amen.
Every form of sickness in your body, in your brain, in your blood, tonight, you will be perfectly sound.
Amen.
All the sins taken away from you. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. This is your chance on this final night. The salvation of the Lord that makes us escape eternal judgment, eternal ruin. That salvation is here tonight. And if you want, I'm sure you want, you want to have, you want to possess that escape from judgment, from defilement, escape from sin. Wherever you are, raise up your hand and the grace of God will do it in your life. God bless you. God bless you. The online to you, online to you. You want to escape the sin that brings damnation, that brings judgment. You want to escape. Where are you? Online. Raise up your hands. The grace of God is available. The day of judgment has not come, but it will come. And this time, you want to offer yourself completely to the Lord. Raise up your hand. If you are raising up your hand, God bless you there. Please stand up. Please stand up. Stand out. And say, yes, I am here. I stand up. I stand out. And while you are there, raising up your hand and standing, tell the Lord, I thank you, Lord. You have provided salvation for me. I accept the salvation. You have provided forgiveness for me. I accept the forgiveness. I accept the freedom. tell the Lord. And then he will write your name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you and bless your name. We're asking, O Lord, in your mercy, in your love, in your power, as you have called all these people out of degradation, out of defilement, out of sin, and you've called them to glory and to virtue. Lord, forgive their past lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Bring new life to everyone. Amen. New life. New life. Amen. New life. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Write the names in the book of life in heaven. Confirm it, O Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Keep on standing, keep on standing. Moderate here will come and lead us at this time. And then I'll come back. Everything you need. Before we go, on this final day, you will have. I will have everything I need in Jesus' name confirmed in your life.
Congratulations to those of us who decided to escape the final judgment and thus giving our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have made a very good decision, the best of all decisions anybody can make here on earth. And I pray God will help you to keep to it in Jesus' name. Please, counselors, collect the necessary information so that we can help them further, so that they can continue steadfastly in the decision they have made. Please keep standing up as you are waiting the counselors to reach you. And let's please move fast. Give all the necessary informations asked on the form in your hand. And those of us who are watching online, and you also gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ after the pastor's message, there is a link you will notice on your screen, television screen, plasma, or your phone, or whatever equipment you are using. You will see the link gckhq.org/connect. Please visit that link, fill out the form, so that we can assist you to further in your new work with Christ. And for those of us who are listening via the radio or television, and you also gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ this evening, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address through SMS or WhatsApp to, please listen very well to the number, +234 915 444 9263. Again, +234 915 444 9263. Send your name, your phone number, your location address through SMS or WhatsApp to that number. And please take note very, very well that those of us who took decisions tonight, first in the Alpha location here, there will be a special Canvas rally which will be holding on Sunday, the 8th December, by 3 p.m. For those of us who have given our lives to Christ on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and today, you please join them at that special Canvas rally by 3 p.m. on Sunday. And this will hold directly opposite the House of Parliament by 3 p.m. We'll be waiting there to receive you. Opposite the House of Parliament. It's not a hidden place in the city. You can always get the place. And for those of us online, our leaders in the various nations and locations will tell us where our own special Canvas rally will be holding. Same day, Sunday, the 8th December, they will tell you the time. And those of us who are online, once we receive from you, we'll tell you where and when the meeting will be holding. Of course, there will be online meeting too, online special Canvas rally we hold too. We'll be reaching you through your systems. So please watch out for the informations. While we are collecting information from those who gave their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, the rest of us here at the Alpha location and all over the globe, it's time for you to begin to pray. This final day of the Great Escape GCK, you will escape whatever remains there that are tormenting you. Whatever that has been of concern to you, your great escape is still coming for you tonight. You know, this program is specially for you, and you will not miss it. Great and manifold will be your testimonies in Jesus' name. Just keep on talking to the Lord while we are collecting information for those who made decisions to give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget, please, those of you online, you will see a link below on your screen, gckhq.org/connect. Visit that link, please. Fill out the form and post it back. This will enable us to assist you further in your new work with the Lord Jesus Christ. It will assist us to help you to keep your escape steadfastly until the day of the Lord. Because it is the last day and we are not coming here tomorrow, for those of you who have just given your lives to Christ tonight, we will not be inviting you to lunch hour meeting tomorrow, but our counselors will still follow up on you to remind you that on Sunday the 8th December, there shall be a special Canvas rally, a great banquet, directly opposite the House of Parliament. Our counselors should please, those of us in Monrovia should please help. And outside Monrovia, pastors, our leaders will tell those of us who came from outside Monrovia where we shall be holding the special banquet. And for the online audience, we've already told us the special online program will go on for YouTube on Sunday. We will convey to you the time once we see your address, your name, your phone number. Please, if we are through, can we just wave from our various sections of the stadium? If we are finished, okay, I'm seeing, all right. And in the front here, I believe everything is settled. Then shall we rise up on our feet, everybody? This final day, final escape from all that needs to be escaped from, it's your time. You will not miss it in Jesus' name. Our daddy is already here. Expect your miracle.
Amen. I rejoice with you. Any sin remaining there, pain, sickness, disease, attack, affliction, this is your moment. You escape in Jesus' name. You raise up one hand, you lay the other hand in the place where that sickness or disease is. Healing has come. Deliverance has come.
Amen.
Miracle has come.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name,
Amen.
We know that you have given us all things pertaining to life, healing pertaining to life, deliverance pertaining to life, authority pertaining to life, escape pertaining to life. Lord, I pray, touch everyone in the place where they have the sickness. Sickness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Brain problem, insanity, I command you, come out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Demons, evil spirit, devils, tormenting them, I command you, right now, come out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Long-standing sickness, long-standing pain, incurable disease. Right now, come out in Jesus' name. Fibroid, swelling, hernia, hunchback, elephantiasis, waterhead, all the swelling to come out now in Jesus' name. Wounds, sores on your body, outside. Wounds, sores, internal, in your intestine, or any part of your internal body. Wounds and sores, dry up now.
Amen.
be healed now in Jesus' name. Virus, HIV, AIDS, gonorrhea, venereal disease, everything that is destroying the cells of your body on the inside, be healed in Jesus' name. Pain in the head, pain in the bone, pain in the ankle, pain in the joints of your body, be healed in Jesus' name. The dreamer that came and left you sick, Lord, I pray that sickness was the dream. Pack your load and go in Jesus' name. The feeling of the heat all over, even on your face, on your body, the thing is hot, as if there's a stove near you there. I command that hotness, that heat, outside, inside, be healed in Jesus' name. Pile, you're healed in Jesus' name. Hearing problem, you're healed in Jesus' name. Impairment of speech, you cannot speak well, speak out. Be healed in Jesus' name. Cataract, glaucoma, blindness, dimness of sight, be healed in Jesus' name. Paralysis and lameness, you may sit in on that wheelchair, you try to stand up, you fall back. But power comes to your body right now. Paralysis, come out in Jesus' name. Lameness, come out in Jesus' name. That short leg, grow out now in Jesus' name. Every part of your body, inside, outside, top, below, anywhere, healing. 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 Deliverance. No chain will tie you again. Nothing will bind you down. No power will imprison you on that sick bed. Escape. 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 Come out of that wheelchair. Come out of that blindness. Come out of that sickness. Come out of that bondage. Come out of that incarceration of the devil. Escape in Jesus' name. It is done. It is done. My brother, my sister, my son, my daughter there, I said, it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. You got it. I got it. I got it. Escape, escape, escape. Don't keep on sitting on that wheelchair. Don't keep on holding to the crutches. Now your escape is confirmed.
Yeah.